care of us. Last night we began Slichos, the beginning of Slichos of the season of Yom Noroim. The Mechaber writes, Nogim Loklam Bashmurs, Loma Slichos Tachmunim, Mechodesh Elo Ve'elach, Had Yom Kippurim. The Mechaber says the minhag is to say Slichos all of Chodesh Elul. That's the minhag of the Sfardim. However, the Ashkenazim, minhag b'nei Ashkenaz, einu kein. El Mirosh Chodesh ve'elach maschilin l'skoa, achar tefil shachos. The minhag Ashkenaz is not to start to say Slichos from Rosh Chodesh, but to blow shofar. Yesh mekom shetokim gamkin arvis. Ve'omdi ma'ashmurus lomar Slichos b'yom rishon. We start Slichos the Sunday before Rosh Hashanah. However, in Chal Rosh Hashanah Sheni Shlishi, like this year, where Rosh Hashanah is falling out early in the week, as Maschilim B'Yom Rishon Shavu Shalafono. So the minhag is to start Slichos from the week before. And what is this minhag? To say Slichos before Rosh Hashanah is the minhag the Sunday before, but if the Sunday before is only a couple of days, because Rosh Hashanah is early in the week, we have it the Sunday even before that, like this year. And the Maragon Avram explains, Kidei sheyuchlu lesanos arba yomim v'le Rosh Hashanah, kenege shnei yomim de Rosh Hashanah v'shabbos v'erev yom kippurim she'en mesanim. And the Maragon Avram says, and the Mishnah Berurah, I believe, explains, that there used to be a minhag, and some people still have this minhag, to fast all 10 days of the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. And if one would fast all 10 days during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, so of course we fast on Yom Kippur, we fast on Tzom Gedalia. But there are 8 more days. So some people would fast those 8 days as well. But 4 of those 8 days are days that really one is not supposed to fast, because the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, Shabbos Shuvah, and Erev Yom Kippur, where there's a mitzvah zachilos, so one is not allowed to fast. So to mashlim those 4 days, the people would fast 4 days before Rosh Hashanah. Therefore, they would say slichas on those days, and they would be mashlim the 4 days before. So that's what the Magen Avraham explains, that the minhag is, so we should have at least 4 days before Rosh Hashanah to be mashalim the 4 days that you can't fast. So says the Magen Avraham. However, the Ater Zakenim on page 1 says a different pshat. V'atam she'omdim al kolponim b'chol pam arba yomim v'vei Rosh Hashanah. Take a look in the Medrash Rabbah, page 3. Amar Rabbi Tachlifa Kisra b'chol musafim k'siv v'hikraftem. In all the musafim on the Parshas Pinchas, it says v'hikraftem. In Rosh Hashanah, by Musaf, it says Vasisem Haketzer Amalam Kadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael Banai Mala Ani Aleichem Kiilu Hayom Naaseisem Lefonai Kiilu Hayom Barasi Eschem Beria Chadosha. That in Rosh Hashanah you're considered a Beria Chadosha. You're making yourself again. So Vasisem. But the Ater Zakenim explains what it means is that every individual is like a korban lefnei Hashem on Rosh Hashanah. And we know there's a din by korbanos, that one brings a korban, he can't just find the animal the day that he wants to bring it and bring the korban. He has to find the animal a couple of days before, at least 4 days before, and check the animal every day for 4 days to make sure there are no mumim, there are no blemishes on the animal. And then he could bring it as a korban. So we give a yachal of the korban. And the days of Slichus are the days of Bikur, of examination. And that's how it's explained in the Sefer Tiferes Elimelech, that the days of Slichus are, based on the Sater Zkenim, are the days of Yimei Bikur, of examining ourselves before Rosh Hashanah, because Rosh Hashanah we're like the Korban. And the Sefer Tiferes Elimelech points out an unbelievable Gemara in Masechta Sukkah on page 5 and Mem Beis Amar Aleph, an unbelievable Gemara. Meisvei Rabbi Yossi Omer, Hashochet as Hatomid She'enu Mevukar Kilchosu B'Shabbos Chayv Chatos B'Tzorach Tomid Acher. That, say for example, we know that the Korban Tomid was brought every single day, even on Shabbos, it was Docha Shabbos. And if a person would bring a Korban Tomid on Shabbos, which he didn't examine for 4 days before, and he would bring it on Shabbos, that's considered Chil Shabbos. It's a Pasul of Korban. He's Chayv Chatas. And he has to bring another Korban. Because he wasn't Mavakir the Korban. He didn't examine it. Unbelievable thing. Unbelievable thing. He brings the Chatas because he's Mechal Shabbos. He brings the Chatas. You don't bring it on Shabbos. You bring it some other time. He's Mechal Shabbos. You bring a Korban Chatas. And Tosas says even a bigger Chiddush. Take a look at Tosas. Mem Beis Amar Aleph, Shein Mevukar. Afilu Nimtza Tam. Yishim Tatom Bikur Dalad Yomim Kodem Shechita. In other words, what happens if he lucked out? Okay, he didn't check. But Lamaisa, there were no Mumim there. So I would have thought, then, it's okay. Tosas says, no. That even if it turns out that the Korban was a good Korban, but he didn't check for the Mumim, then the Korban is possible. And he has to bring another Korban. So as the Sefer Tiferes Elimelech points out, based on that Teretz Kenim, this is the Zman of Bikur. Mevakir from Mum, discerning. Is this a mum or is it not a mum? To Korban is to on Bikur Arba Yomim Kodim the Hakrava. And the Pasuk says in Bechukosai, this Lashon Bikur, the Pasuk says on page 6, Lo Yivakir Ben Tov L'ra. In other words, if you have a Maisa Behema, the 10th animal that comes out of the corral, it's Kodesh Lashem, and you shouldn't try to discern, is this good or is not good, the 10th is Kodesh. Don't try to differentiate Ben Tov L'ra. Bikur. But there's an unbelievable word in the Eben Ezra. On the next page, on page 7. Eben Ezra asks on the Pasuk, Vayikra Elohim Laor Yom, Lachoshech Chor Laila, Vayer Vayivokir Yom Echad. What does that mean? The Yom is called Boker. The Naina is called Erev. Why is that? Says it Eben Ezra. Erev korav hatam nikra kashin is arvu bo hatsuros. Uboker hefach erev sheyuchal odom bavaker beinos hatsuros. Erev is night. You can't differentiate things well at night. So there's an irbuvia. It's not clear. It's vague. You can't tell one thing from another. Boker, there's light. You can differentiate. I can see this. Is this safer? This is this safer? I can see it clearly. Boker and Levaker is that lashon of being able to differentiate between different things. And that's what it means these days are Yimei Bikur. And this is the Pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim. The Pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim speaks about the Shivcha Harufa. Isher ki ishka vish isha shivcha zera vi shivcha necharefes le'ish v'avdei What does Bikoris mean? What is the story? Normally, if a woman is an Eishes Ish and she's Mizana, she's Chayev Misa. But here we have a case of a woman who's a chatzi shifcha, chatzi bas chorin. She's part Jewish, part non-Jewish. She's part a shifcha, which is no tfisas kedushin, and this part a bas chorin. And then a man marries her, mikadisha. So her kedushin is not full kedushin, because only part of her has tfisas kedushin on the bas chorin part, but not on the shifcha part. And she goes ahead and she's mezana. So the pasuk says we don't kill her. We give her malchus, we don't kill. But the pasuk says bikoros tia. Bezdin has to investigate, because on the surface she looks like a married lady. She was mezana. It looks the same on the surface, but bikoros, if you probe into it a little bit, you'll investigate and see that this, even though on the surface she looks like any eishes ish, she's really not an eishes ish. She's a chatzi shivcha, chatzi bas chorin, amureses le eved ivri or le ben chorin. So that's bikoros. To be able to what? To differentiate, to probe, and to try to see whether one's actions are really good. And this, Rabosai, is also the pshat in the Tehillim that we say these days, in the next page, Ahasha'alti meis Hashem otsa avakesh, shifli b'meis Hashem kol yemei chayai, lachazosum no mashem ulevaker beheicholo. What does it mean, levaker beheicholo? So Rashi has two pshatim. One pshat is leiro sham b'chol boker u'boker kach pirshu dunash. U'menachem kibro im bo yivaker ben tov l'ra. One pshat is levaker, to be there every morning. But the other pshat is to be in the Heichal Hashem and to be able to be misbonein on different things, different actions, different things in life, whether they're tov or ra. Levaker beheicholo. And that, Rabbi says, is also the pshat in Bikur Cholim. It says Bikur Cholim is also to see what his needs are, not just to be there to cheer him up. Of course, that's also important, but to see what his needs are. And as Rav Shechel always quotes, the Ramoah from the Ran, and to daven for him, to be vaker, to be able to differentiate, to understand what the needs are. And that's what we do in this time before Rosh Hashanah. And if we don't do it, we're like the korban that was not mevukar. And the korban that's not mevukar is a pasul of korban. The korban that's not mevukar. Even in the end, it's okay, but you have to differentiate. And a lot of times, it requires thought, even in the good actions we do. Sometimes we do things and our actions have broad-ranging ramifications. Our actions affect other people. And even so, it might seem on the surface it's good, but maybe it caused tsar to someone else, this action. Or maybe what we said, we thought was a good thing, but it caused tsar to someone else. The part of the Bikur process is not to only look b'asher husham, but to see the overarching ramifications of everything we say and we do is part of the Bikur. Ulevaker beheicholo. And there's an unbelievable idea that the B'nai Yisoschar says on page 12 on the Pasuk Motza Isha Motza Tov V'yofek Ritzon Me'Hashem, which literally is referring to one's wife, marriage, Matzah Isha, Matzah Tov. But he says, Al Derech HaRemez is an additional interpretation. Isha is what? Chodesh Elul. Because we know every month has a mazel. Right? Mazel Ta'omim, mazel Moznayim, right? Different mazelos. The mazel of Elul is the Besula. Mazel Elul is the Besula. So Matzah Isha, Matzah Tov, meaning in the month of Elul, where it's the Matzah Isha, is the time when we're supposed to see what's really good in our lives and what's not. It's to try to find what's really good and what we think is good and really is not good. And why in Chodesh Elul? So he explains beautifully, because Chodesh Elul, Moshe Rabbeinu goes up for the second Luchos in Chodesh Elul. And the Pasuk says in the second Luchos, in Dvarim, says, L'man Yitavlach. It doesn't say that in the first Luchos, L'man Yitavlach. Only in the second Luchos does it say, L'man Yitavlach. Because in Chodesh Elul, we have the ability to see things and discern things that perhaps we don't have the rest of the year. And that's the pasuk, Batzar lecha umutza'ucho kol hadvarim ha'ela v'acharis hayomim v'shafta ad Hashem elokecha. V'acharis hayomim means the end of the year, Chodesh Elul. And Chodesh Elul is the time umutza'ucho, you could find things. You could be able to think. Doesn't mean you have to be super critical about yourself, but it means to be able to think about what one should be doing, what's tov, what's ra, to be mavakir, how the ra should be minimized, how the tov should be enhanced, the things that we think are tov, are they really tov? Are we doing proper things? Matzah Isha, Matzah Tov is a special skula of Chodesh Elul. And now we get into Slichus. One of the two things that we say in the Slichus that I'd like to focus on. Actually, three things. We begin the Slichus saying, L'cha Hashem Hatzdoka V'lanu Boshas Haponim. That you are righteous and we have Busha. Where does this Busha come from? Where does this Busha come from? So we know the Gemara Nedarim on page 15 says, Tanya, Bavor Tia Yirasu al Panechem Zoha Busha. The Yerushalayim and Busha are equated. The Pasuk in Yisrael, page 16, Vayom Moshe Allah Maltirol, Ki Lavavor Nasos Hischem Bo Elohim, Uvavor Tia Yirasu al Panechem Lavilti Sechatohu Zoha Busha. This is Busha. Where does Busha come from? So Busha comes through the following. We say in Slichus, on page 18, one of the most common phrases in Slichus, HaNesham Alach V'Haguf Po'alach Chusa Ala Malach. The Nesham Alach means that our Neshama is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It means our Neshama comes from the highest place in Shemayim, Tachas Kiseh HaKavod. That's where our Neshama comes from. Underneath the Kiseh HaKavod. So that means that we consider ourselves special individuals. We're holy people. And therefore, our attitude should be that it's not befitting for somebody so chashuv like yourself or myself to speak in a certain way, to act in a certain way, because we have such a kavod in us, the neshama loch from tachas kisei hakavod. And therefore, if we sin, the pshat is it's a busha to us. Somebody so chashuv can act in such a way, ha neshama loch. And that the Rabbeinu Yonah writes in the Shar HaAvoda, in the Sefer Shari HaAvoda, on page 20. HaPesach HaRishon Hu Sheyeda HaIsh HaOved Erech Atzma. That the first thing in Avodas Hashem is to realize your own value, your own worth. V'yakir ma'aloso ma'aloso, and you should be makir your greatness, umalas avosov, and the greatness of where you come from, of your forefathers, ugdulosom v'chashivusom v'chibosom eitzel abori yitzbarach, v'yishtadel v'yishchazek tamid l'hamir atzmo b'mala hi, v'yishnaik bo tamid b'chol yom. In other words, you have to realize who you are. how great you are. And therefore, V'yase asher lo yavosh avosu midrachav, masak v'koch asher yitzlo mizek asher yisav v'atayv v'yala b'lvovo gaiva lasos dover she'in hogun yevosh me'atzmo v'yevosh v'yavosav. And if somebody has a taiva to do something improper, he should feel embarrassed in front of himself and in front of his forefathers. That how could somebody as chashuv as me, who has a neshama from tachas kisei hakovod, act such a way? So the tshuva comes from this hakara of haneshama lach, that I have a chashivus, that my neshama comes from tachas kisei hakovod. And it's very interesting, Rabosai. We've discussed perhaps in past years, the concept of psule edus. Who's psule edus? If a person violates a lav, he eats treif, meat, he violates a lav, he's psule edus. He's mechal Shabbos, he's psule edus. He violates an iser of malchus or misa, he's psule edus. And if he steals, he's also psule edus, even though there's no malchus or misa by stealing. So those are the categories: malchus, misa, and gezel, and chamas, rasha de chamas. But then the Rambam tells us an unbelievable thing based on the Gemara. He writes on page 22, V'chein habizuyin psulin le'edus midivrayim. People who are doing things that are bazui, that show lack of dignity, they're psul le'edus midrabanan. V'heim hanoshim sheholchim arumim b'shuk. He goes through very extreme examples. People who walk around without clothing in the shuk, or be'eshem oskim b'mlachto. Hey, manoshim sholchim v'ochlim b'shuk. They eat in the shuk. They do things that show lack of dignity. So the question Rav Aaron Kotler raises is, why should these people be pasul eidus? They could be very honest people. I understand somebody's a ganef, so he's not honest. I can understand that. I can understand somebody who violated Isurim Chamurim in the Torah, that Yechayiv Malkus, Yechayiv Misa, I can understand it. But somebody is a bozoi, okay? So he shows lack of respect for himself. But why does that pasul you le'edus? So Rav Aaron Kotler, on page 23, he asked this question in the bottom line, and he writes, Ke Iker ben Amonus Ha'ed, Hu Ha'herge Shal Eich Esa Dover Maguna Kazeh, Ve'o'id Sheker, Bevezdin. Whereas, why do we trust an aid? Who says he's telling the truth when an aid comes to Bezdin? He says, the reason that we trust an aid is because an aid has a certain degree of self-respect. That how could I come to Beis Din and lie? What does that say about me? What does that say about my human respect for myself? But if a person shows that he has no respect for himself, then we can't trust anything he's going to say. Because if he doesn't have respect, if he doesn't believe haneshama lach, that my neshama comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from the Kisei HaKavod, and he doesn't have that self-respect or dignity for himself, and he's mezalzel in himself, that we can't trust that he's going to come to Beis Din and tell the truth, because he doesn't have that self-respect. And that's what the Tzaddik writes in the Tzidkas HaTzaddik on page 25. Kishem shetzorich odom lahamid ba'ashem yisborach. Just like person has to believe in God, so too you have to believe in yourself. Rasulom sheish l'Hashem yisbarach esek imom sheinenu poel batel shebin laila shvacham yisasim nevdu ve'enam raktar lamin ki nafsho mimikor achayim yisbarach shemo v'Hashem yisbarach mis'aneg u'mishtasheya bo. In other words, he has to believe in himself that God cares about him, that his neshama comes from God, and that's pshat v'yaminu b'Hashem u'v'moshe avdo. Perish Moshe Ratzulomer Klal. What does it mean? They believed in God. And Moshe, what does Moshe mean, believing in Moshe? Ratzulomer Klal Shishim Ribo Nefashos Yisrael Badorahu Haminu Shashem Yisbar Chofetz Bahem Umeila Gam Kein B'Moshe Shehem Mamash Heim. Believing in Moshe because Moshe is the representative of Klal Yisrael. So when you believe in Moshe, what is Moshe all about? Because Moshe represents the Jewish community. And believing in God, believing in Moshe, means the belief in every individual. So when we say in Slichas, HaNesham Malach, we're focusing on the Godless HaAdam, on how great a man is, how his Neshama comes from Tachas Kisei HaKavod, and anything that he would do not on that level is a busha. And that's what we start off slichas. Lecha Hashem atztaka v'lanu bosha saponim means we are so special people and we didn't act in accordance to the dignity that behooves us to act, being such special b'nei mala, having the neshama from Tachas Kisei HaKavod, HaNeshama Lach. And that's what the Bikra should come from. We say to ourselves, we spoke in a certain way, is that really befitting for somebody who has a neshama from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to speak that way, to act that way? Of course everyone makes mistakes. But that should be a positive thing, a neshama lach, that it's not befitting for somebody of my caliber to speak or act that way. However, there's one other point, and that is, if we take this to the extreme, so we can become baligaiva, we could say, you know, we're great people, and we could look down on people, I'm the greatest, I'm God's gift to the world, so we have to balance it. And that's what we say, HaNesham Alach V'Haguf Po'Alach. Because on the other hand, we're just a guf. We're Basar V'Dam. Afar Min Ha'Adama. As we say in the Yomim Naroim Davening, Moshal Kecheres HaNishbar. We, our bodies, is like a piece of pottery. That one day it falls on the floor and breaks, cracks into pieces. That's how vulnerable we are. Moshal kecheres hanishbar. So on the other hand, haneshama loch, and neshama comes from the kisei hakavod. But on the other hand, haguf po'aloch. We're just a guf. We're just boss of Adam. We can't be balagaiva. But let me explain one other nakuda. Another phrase that keeps coming up in the slichas. And Rav Huttner has a discussion about this in his Sefer. And that is the phrase, Kehodata le'onov mikedem. As you told the onov. It's very interesting that onov is the Moshe Rabbeinu. Kehodata le'onov mikedem is Kehodata Moshe Rabbeinu. It doesn't even call him Moshe Rabbeinu. As you told the onov. And you're supposed to know who that's referring to. Moshe Rabbeinu. And we keep repeating that. Rav Huttner has a discussion. Why, Dafka over here, do we refer to Moshe Rabbeinu as the Anuf? So I think the idea, Rabosai, is based on what we said. Because tshuva comes from the belief of HaNeshama Lach. That we are great, and we have a neshama from Tachas Kisei HaKavod, and therefore we have to act in a spiritual way, or else it's a busha. L'cha Hashem hatztaka v'lanu bosha saponim. L'ma'ati yiroso al panechem l'vilti techtohu zo habusha. But then we have to be afraid that we're going to sin. And we're going to become Bali Gaiva. In other words, it's Sfarim call it Gaiva de Kedusha. Well, does Allah have Gaiva de Kedusha, be proud that he's an Oved Hashem, and be proud, therefore he shouldn't act in a certain way that shows a lack of respect to one's own self. But on the other hand, if you take it too far, you start becoming arrogant. So we have to remember Moshe Rabbeinu, Ka'odat al-Onov Mikedem. But I want to say another Nakuda, and that's based on what it says in the Sefer Zerah Kodesh from Rav Naftali of Rupshitz. And Rav Naftali of Rupshitz is trying to understand how does Moshe Rabbeinu, how does it work? Moshe Rabbeinu being the biggest Onov. You would think if somebody was on a low level, so he can be an Onov. I'm a nothing. I'm an Onov. I'm not so special. Anyways, Rav Shecht always likes to point out in the tziv of the end of Sota, Onov doesn't mean that you're a nothing. It means that, you, as others people pointed out, that you're Makir Yumakomo, and you're not arrogant. But Moshe Rabbeinu, how did it work that he was Onov Mikol Adam? So he explains like this: Hine Misha Ein Lo Kol Kach Malos Umidos the flows. Ein Lit Mo Kol Kach Mia Onov. Somebody doesn't have so many good milos, so you can understand how he can be an Onov. But Moshe Rabbeinu, who is the most special person in the world, how did it work? Chol Beisi Nemanu, and the Anivus was real Anivus because the Torah is made. It's not like he tried to fake people that he was an Onav. The Torah is made. Ish Moshe Onav Mikol Adam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is made on that. So he says very, very well. He says in the second column, Rakapeish ki Moshe Machmas HaSagosu Rios Gedud Sosis Baruch Shein Erech V'dimyon V'chol Amol Seim Ke'efes V'to Kenegdo Bezos HaSaga Yenechshav V'einav Le'efes. Was the reason why Moshe could be this the greatest Onav? It was Moshe Rabbeinu had the greatest insight of the godless of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if you know the godless of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you realize how man is so limited in contrast to the Ribbono Shel Olam. The more you will makir the godless HaBore, the more you can understand the gap that exists between Basar V'dam and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Moshe Rabbeinu had the greatest hasaga. He was the greatest Navi. He had the greatest hasaga of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. That's Pshat. Gemara says, the Avodas Yisrael, the Kajun Samagid, says, what's Pshat? In the Gemara in the beginning of Chagiga, that Asuma Ba'achas Me'enav, if you're blind in one eye, you putter from Aliyah L'Regel. What's this business about blind being blind in one eye? So the Kajan Samagid says no, because when you come up to the Beis HaMikdash versus Sholosh Regalim, you need two eyes. One eye to see the Godless HaBore, and then to do another eye to see the Shiflus HaAdam. If you just see the Godless HaBore, but you don't realize that man is so far from that, then you miss the point. There's no point in you even going to see the Godless HaBore. Because the Godless HaBore, you have to interpret it in terms of the godless HaBore in contrast to the finiteness, the limit, the limited abilities of human being. And that's Pshat, says the Kojna Samagid, that the Chazal say that Bilam was what? Suma Ba'achas Me'enav. He was blind in one eye. Why? Because Bilam, Chazal say, was a tremendous levels of Nevuah. Lo kom Novi B'Yisrael kemosha. Aval ba'umas ha'olam kam, Bilam was like Moshe Rabbeinu in terms of a clarity, as the whole Mariel Diskin about this, his clarity of Nevuah. But then he remained a Balgaiva. He didn't then have the next step of Shiflos Ha'odam. Only saw Godless HaBore. And that's And that's where Moshe Rabbeinu's Anova comes from. So I'd like to add the following. Slichus is the man of Rosh Hashanah. And this man of Rosh Hashanah is where the key of Rosh Hashanah is Malchus, where Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It means we're looking into the Godless Habore. We're looking into the Godless Habore on Rosh Hashanah. That's what Rosh Hashanah is, the Godless Habore. And a certain level every year is like a Moshe Rabbeinu in Rosh Hashanah. Because we see, we could think about the Godless Habore, and therefore that should cause us to have that Anova on Rosh Hashanah. Because on one hand, Rosh Hashanah is the day of Yetziras HaAdam. Man was created on Rosh Hashanah. V'yipach ba'apav nishmas Elokim was on Rosh Hashanah. And the shofar, some of the Hasidic Sfarim write, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is blowing in the neshama into man. V'yipach ba'apav. That's HaNeshama Loch on Rosh Hashanah. HaNeshama Loch is Rosh Hashanah. But it's also Malchus. Because on one hand, we have to believe that in the Godless Habore, we have to believe in the Godless HaAdam, and the Sham Aloch, but we also have to believe the Shiflus HaAdam. The Godless HaAdam, yet the Shiflus HaAdam. And the only way we can believe in the Shiflus HaAdam, because a person has intellect, he has wealth, he has all these things, so how does he get Anova? The Anova stems from the Hakara of the Godless HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and how remote we are from that. And if we never contemplate and think about the Godless of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then we'll never have the Anova. The reason why Moshe Rabbeinu was Anov Mikol Adam, because he was able to know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to whatever degree possible. And then he could see that even though he's great, and we're all great, HaNeshama Loch, but yet there's still that gap between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the message of the tshuva. L'cha Hashem hatzdaka v'lanu boshes haponim. That we have a neshama that comes from the kisei hakavod, and we didn't act properly. We didn't have the proper conduct for such a neshama. Because we're all chashuv. Kol Yisrael b'nei melachim. We're all chashuv. We all have chashivas. On the other hand, we have to realize that haguf po'alach, we're still moshal kecheres hanishbar. We're still a guf. We're still a bas of adam. As smart as we are, and as talented as we may be, we're still moshal kecheres hanishbar. But we have to have that positive attitude that we could do, we can change, we could do better. And this is the time. Slichus is just a hechitimtza that we could go ahead and have these, as the Sefer Tiferes HaLimelech points out, have these days of bikur, levaker beheicholo, to differentiate, to see, to look in a little bit. You don't have to be critical of everything you do. Certain things that you do that maybe could be done better, or maybe could be done with more sensitivity, or maybe our speech could be improved, or maybe our understanding of the ramifications of our actions, of what we do and what we say, how that affects other people around us. And that's the avoda of the Yimei Slichus before Rosh Hashanah. HaNeshama Loch V'haguf po'alach chusa ala malach. HaNeshama Loch, the neshama comes from Kisei HaKavod. It's great. We can't be a bozui. Habzuyim psulim le'edus. But we can't be a balgaivi either. V'haguf po'alach chusa ala malach. And that, Be'ezer Hashem, is the way when we come to Rosh Hashanah, we're a beria chadasha. We're new. It says v'asisem. We can start over fresh. We can start over new. And that's the goal that we should have on Rosh Hashanah. But not to try to change everything in your life. Because then, tafasta merubah lo tafasta. You try to change everything, you'll get nothing. change just a little bit. I remember Rav Meir Stern, Rav Shiva Pesach once said, you try to do a little bit, then you'll be matzliach. You try to take on big undertakings, big things, it's not going to be successful. And the Shamalach, just focus on the chashivas of man, but don't get carried away ever to become a balgaiva. And with this attitude, Be'ez Hashem, when it comes Rosh Hashanah, we stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we could be Zoche Bedin, that we are Banim Lamakom, we are Chaviv Lufnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we realize our Chashivus, and with that, we're going to be Vasisim, we'll be a Beria Chadasha, and we'll all Be'ez Hashem be Nichtav for Aksiva V'Chasima Tova. Rabbi Osad, before we...